Welcome to Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord and people are lost. We exist to
employ.
Exalt.
Engage.
Experience. Equip.
Empower.
Good morning. This is Pastor Danielle Brown, Senior Pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Plainfield, New Jersey. We are absolutely elated that you are worshiping with us today. Listen, if you're here in the sanctuary, take a moment to check in on all of your social media pages so that everyone knows that you are here at the Place of Peace. If you're worshiping with us virtually, we're glad that you're here too. And we ask that you would take this moment to like this broadcast. Matter of fact, don't just like it, love this broadcast. Share this broadcast with all of your network and then tag all of your friends and family members in the comments, because we believe that something is going to happen here at the Place of Peace that will change your lives forever and for the better. 2022 is the year that we re-engage, reclaim, rebuild, reimagine, and renew. And we are so excited that you are on this journey with us. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the Shiloh experience, which begins now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Come on, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Every believer ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Those of you who are here in the sanctuary, we invite you to rise to your feet. Those of you who are worshiping with us online, we greet you in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're ready to enter into worship. We thank God for his mercy, and we thank God for his grace. Anybody grateful that the mercies of the Lord are new every morning, that his compassion fail not? We ought to be thankful, for he is a faithful God. Our hymn of the morning is a familiar hymn. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Glory to his name. Come on, let's lift our voices together all over the building. Down at the cross. Down at the cross where my Savior. Down where for cleansing. From sin I cry. Left through my heart. For the blood of God.
truly God has been good to us, just another brand new day. So let's boldly come to God's throne room of grace, where we can obtain mercy and find grace to meet every one of your prayer needs this morning. Amen? Amen. So with eyes closed and heads bowed, Heavenly Father, we give honor to your spirit on this morning, oh God. We just thank you for another opportunity to enter into your presence, because we know right there is fullness of joy. We come, Lord God, because you said we should seek first you and your kingdom of righteousness, and all these things that we have need of, you will supply. So we thank you for being not only a God hearing and a God answering prayer, but you are a promise keeping God. Hallelujah. And we claim those promises today. We stand on the word of God that is solid, that is our rock. So we come, Lord God, not for form or fashion, but we realize, Lord God, it is only because of your mercy that we have not been consumed. Your compassion never fails us. But every morning, oh God, it is brand new. And so I thank you, Lord God, for all those that are here under the sound of my voice, those who are viewing us live stream, Lord God. I ask that you bless each and every one. We just praise and thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your kindness. This is the day that you have made, because this day is today. The day that we talked about yesterday has arrived, and you've allowed us the opportunity to come to worship you, because that is our purpose, Lord God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, because there is no other way we can worship you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you. We thank you for those who are hearing the sound of my voice, those that have come for a special blessing, those that have a prayer request, because they know that you are a healer. Your name is Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah. And we glorify your name. So, Lord, today, somebody needs a touch from you. Somebody needs a special healing, oh God. Somebody needs a deliverance in here today, oh God. And we know that you are a miracle worker. You are a way maker. You can do anything but fail, because we know that only in you can these things be done, because it's in you that we live and move and have our being. So we glorify your name on today, the name of Jesus, a name that is above every name, a name that one day every knee is going to bow to that holy name, hallelujah. So we love you today, Lord God, and we just thank you for this worship experience, that somebody will get a special blessing, a special touch, a special healing. You already know what their need is, because before we even call, Lord, you've answered. And while we are yet speaking, oh God, you've already heard our prayer, and we claim it in the name of Jesus that it is already done, hallelujah. And so as we come, Lord God, to listen to the word of God that will be preached by our pastor, Lord God, we ask a blessing over her spirit and the word that shall go forth. Bless each and every one here today, Lord God. It is in the blessed and holy name of Jesus that I offer up this prayer, and I count it already done. Amen. Amen. Now let us prepare our hearts for Deaconess Charlotte Banks. Amen.
Good morning, Shiloh. You may be seated. Once again, this month we are privileged to share with those who are going to be baptized. And I just wanted to share a little bit with you to let you know that in our new members class, we have a very comfortable and informal format. And we provide information, but we encourage those to ask questions and to get clarification. Because there is no silly question. There's no stupid question, there are only questions. And it's important that we provide answers. So sometimes there are questions about a baptism. Questions about, does it affect my salvation? We clear that up, because no. Once you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, you are saved. Nothing changes that. But sometimes there are questions about what we do here at Shiloh, that we do believe in immersion. We do believe in going down in the water. And some other faiths, other denominations don't. But for those who are coming to join us, they may want to clarify what it is that they should be doing in their hearts. So we're happy to share today with those who've accepted Jesus Christ a long time ago, but just want to get clear and straight and to be a witness to any others that they are going to go down in the water. They're going to be baptized by immersion. And so we share today with Christina Ross. You can come forward. Amen. And with DeAndre Ferguson, you can come forward. Turn around and face me. Turn around and face me. So we're happy that you're here with us today. We're going to ask you just your personal statement that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So Christina, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready to be baptized? Amen. And DeAndre, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And you're ready to be baptized? All right, thank you, amen. So Shiloh, we're gonna go to the Lord in prayer right now and just ask his blessings over these candidates who've come today. So join me, please. Father God, in the name of your precious son, Jesus, we are so grateful. Lord, you've given us this unique privilege to share with them as they have poured out their hearts to you and said, Lord, this is what I want to do. We share, Lord. You've allowed us to share in that. And so we thank you. Lord, we just ask that you bless their decision today. Lord, that the Holy Spirit will just wash over them as they go down into the water, as they die to the old and are raised to the new. And we ask this right now in the name of your precious son, Jesus. Amen. So you can go and be baptized. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And an honor it is to know the Lord. Hallelujah. In a real way, hallelujah. And to accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We love you on today, oh God, because you first loved us. Hallelujah. You died on the cross for us. And because of that, we give ourselves back to you, oh God. And we declare that we love you on today. Say, I love you.
I love you forever. I love you forever.
Say,
I love you.
I love
forever.
You.
Lord.
I love you forever.
I love you yeah. forever.
Come on, let's bless the Lord.
Forever.
Hey, thank you.
I love you forever. Lord.
Say, I'll worship forever.
I'll worship
yeah.
forever.
I'll worship forever,
forever,
forever.
I'll worship
yeah.
forever, Lord.
Father, I'll worship forever.
Forever,
yeah, yeah.
I'll worship forever, Lord.
Come on, say, I'll praise you forever.
I'll praise you
yeah.
I
love you
forever.
Yes, I do.
Forever.
Forever.
I know you have masks on, but I wish you would give them the fruit of your lips on this morning. Hallelujah, we worship you. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We love you because you are love. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, God, great God. Hallelujah. Our God reigns over everything. Hallelujah. We're going to ask you to remain on your feet. We're going to worship together on this morning. Hallelujah. As we give him glory and we declare his majesty. Hallelujah. Hey, come on. Hallelujah.
still reigns. Just wave your hands and tell him, God, over my circumstance, you do indeed reign, and I thank you. Hallelujah. He still reigns. Our God still reigns. Our God still reigns. Can you just take your seats, but look at somebody that's on your row and be their reminder. In case the choir singing it did not convince them, you tell them he still reigns. He still reigns. Tell them, forget what you heard, but he still reigns. Forget what you heard, but he still reigns. At this time, we ask that you would draw your attention to our screens for our video announcements.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Every Monday through Friday for our prayer call at 6:30 a.m. Please call 757-841-1415 using access code 673-4192. Join us every Tuesday for Bible study beginning at 11 a.m. with Deaconess Charlotte Banks and at 7 p.m. with Pastor Danielle Brown. All login information will be posted on the church website and on social media. Shiloh, we are gearing up for Holy Week beginning on Sunday, April 10th for Palm Sunday with our 100 Women in Hats event. If you would like to join our Palm Sunday Women's Choir, rehearsal is on April 7th at 7 p.m. For more information, please visit the church website. Followed by our Don't Stress the Dress Easter Sunday, stop by a table in the lobby to pre-order a t-shirt or call the church office. Join us Friday, April 15th at 7 p.m. for our Good Friday service. And mark your calendars for Holy Week in-person morning prayer from Monday, April 11th to Friday, April 15th at 6:30 a.m. in the sanctuary and stream to the church website. Shiloh family and friends have various ways to contribute tithes and offerings. Giving can be done by mail, the church website at shilohplainfield.org, through Zelle, using Cash App, using the cash tag Shiloh Plainfield, PayPal, or Givealify. That's all for now, Shiloh. Enjoy the worship service.
Come on, give God praise in the house. You can do better than that. Has he been good to you today? Or has he been good to you all week? Has he been good to you all month? Has he been good to you all year? Somebody ought to get up and give God some praise. Hallelujah today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For those of you who are watching us at home, we praise God again for your presence. It is that time in our worship where we welcome our visitors. Say amen if you can. If you're visiting with us in at home in the chat, just say I'm visiting, first time here, just want to know. If you're here in the sanctuary, would you please stand? Those of you who are visiting with us, amen, in the sanctuary. Two over here and three over there and two over there. Come on, Shiloh, give God praise. Thank God for the visitors. Visitors, you are receiving a wonderful packet. I want you to open it up because inside of there, please remain standing. There's something in that packet. We would like for you to complete and make sure that you put into the offering basket at the time of offering. There's a card, just tear the bottom part off, fill that out, put it in the offering basket along with, and you can keep all of the other goodies except the envelope. We'd like for you to put something in that as we go through the offering. Say amen for our visitors. If you have received your packet, just raise your hand like this. Amen. Welcome to the Shiloh Baptist Church. We are a place of peace where Jesus is Lord, and guess what? You are loved. Say amen if you can. You may be seated in the sanctuary. It is my pleasure to stand before you this morning. I want to remind you of all of the things that were on the screen. Sometimes we don't always get it, but I suggest to you that at some time during the week that you go to the webpage, go to the Shiloh Plainfield Experience, go to our Facebook page, and remember to tune in so that you will know what's going on during the week. Next Sunday, Women in Hats. All of the women, got your hats? Got your hat? Or your fascinators? Whatever it is, make sure you have your hat on.
The Easter lilies are still being purchased today. I think you are still able to get those. Also, your t-shirt for Don't Stress the Dress. Third Sunday in this month is Easter Sunday. And we do not want you to be stressed out about what you're going to wear. I love Pastor Brown. I'm not just saying that to pump her up. But she brings to us so many new and innovative things. She doesn't know I'm really a chill out girl. And Don't Stress the Dress is right up my alley. Thank you so much. Amen and amen. Last but not least, if you would like your child to participate in our Easter service, meet Minister Brown in the sanctuary on Wednesday, April 6th at 6 p.m. We are going to have an Easter recitation. How many of you remember that when you were growing? Look at the hand. Oh, yeah, it's going to be on. Is the date right? Date's right, time's right. Please send your children and let us make this truly a beginning of a lot of new things to come. Amen. Want to just share with you a couple of cards. The Mitchell family wants to thank us for all that we have done in their regard as we funeralized on last week the sister of Minister Alicia Mitchell, Michelle Roberto Mitchell, and they send us a card with caring thoughts and say thank you. We also have another Mitchell family, and I don't think they are related, but Barbara Anderson Mitchell and George Mitchell, that family has sent us a card saying that they are so appreciative of the support that we have given them over the time. George passed away first, and then Barbara right behind him, and we are praising God for the Anderson Mitchell family and the other Mitchell family. Pray for them as they are going through. Amen. Amen and amen. I am glad that I am here also because this is offering time. Offering is a part of worship. Come on, come on, put your hands together just like you shouted on the song. I want you to shout at offering time. It is a part of worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to get your offering envelope ready. I'm old-fashioned, and I don't mind saying it. This is my offering envelope, and I'm glad that we have several ways to give. Now, I said to my trustees, I did my Cash App, but I don't know what to do after I did that. You know, it's just up there. I don't know how to use it, but one of my grandkids will certainly show me how. I suggest that you continue to give whatever means you need and desire, because giving is worthy of all that God has given to us. Say amen if you can. He only asked for a tenth. We are a tithing church, and as a tithing church, we return to him the tithe. That is a tenth of all that we receive. Then we give him an offering, and we also bless our pastor in a very special way. And at the same time, we become a blessing to this community. Come on, trustee and trustee supporters, if you will come and stand, I'm going to ask all of those of you who are willing to come and walk around and give your offering that you would stand, put your envelope in your hand, put your cell phone up, whatever it is that you have, and we are going to ask God's blessings. Father God, we thank you for today. We recognize that we live and move and have our being in you. So we thank you, Lord God. We also thank you for the finances that you've given us, for everything, for every check that we receive, for every Social Security, and for every check that we might receive as a part of our workstation. We bless and praise your name, Lord God. And because you've given us so much, we want to return a tenth. And we just return that tenth with a glad heart. Not begrudgingly, but cheerfully, so that you, Lord God, might be blessed and that the people will be edified. This is our prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Let all of God's children say amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give us some marching music. And as they are coming around, I'm going to ask you to come and we will receive your offering. Amen. We'll be right back.
like this. Come on.
Other new members, you met those that were baptized today. We're going to be meeting those who have completed their new members class. A little lower. Thank you. And I just want to say that for at this new members class, we had such a exciting and invigorating discussion that I threw my agenda out the window. So I like to have some things that we cover. It's important to have an agenda, don't you agree? But it's more important to deal with what is happening at the moment. And that is what we did. So these new members are ready. They shared that they were so excited when they came in the door, that they were greeted with love and with warmth, and it stayed in their hearts. And we want that to resonate to everyone, right? We're happy about that. And so when they met with the leaders of the ministries, it was such an exciting time. They had their forms filled out, and they have already joined many of the ministries. So if you are a ministry leader and you did not make the meeting, you may have missed an opportunity. But it's never too late. You can greet the new members and share with them. So I'm going to call them up right now, and I will have a few words with them. Then Pastor Brown is going to address them as we formally welcome them into the Shiloh Baptist Church. They're already members, but we want to officially give them the right hand of fellowship. So Charles, and we have several families today, which is exciting. It's always good to get the whole family involved.
Yes. Okay.
So Charles Clark, would you come forward? Okay. And Shanette, his wife, Shanette Clark. Just stand right here. We have Berlene Hilaire Brinkley. That's right, bring that baby on up here. You know, we like that. Junelle Hutchinson. Roy Jones. Jayla Mitchell. Damaris Ramirez. And you can keep standing, Brother Victor. Come on up, Victor Ramirez. And Christina Ross. Now, I spoke to DeAndre earlier because he had already received the right hand of fellowship in December, but he was determined to have his baptism. Several things happened. Unfortunately, we had to close down for a while. Also, he was out of town, but he was pressing his way through. So I asked him, would you please come and stand with the other new members today? So that's DeAndre Ferguson. So thank you all, Pastor Brown. Did he come? DeMarco. Now, you know I gave you instructions of where to be and when to be here. All right, DeMarco James is here. Finally, right? We're so glad. All right, so thank you all. Thank you all, first of all, for listening to the pull of your hearts, that you didn't want to just come and sit in the pew and be a spectator, that you wanted to be committed to the ministry here at Shiloh. So we appreciate that. And we're glad to have you in with us. We know that you're getting ready to go to work. Jeanette has already told me she wanted to work in the new members ministry. So I was excited about that. So we're looking forward to having all of you become completely involved, completely immersed. And Pastor Brown is going to give you some words right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Deaconess Banks. Shiloh family, can we just put our hands together and welcome these new members? That's right. I want y'all to just turn around and see your new family is giving you a standing ovation, because we are just that glad that you are here with us. Now, here's the thing. Church membership. All right, look at me now. Now that you're done looking at them, look at me. See, church membership is essential. Everything has its place. We know that you put your shoes in a box, right? You hang your clothes in a closet. You put eggs in the refrigerator. You don't put sugar in grits, but everything has its place. And every believer needs a church. I know that contemporary culture says, well, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. That might be true, but you can't grow if you're not part of a body of believers. What the church is for. And I want to tell you this, anything that's not growing is dying. I am so excited that you have made the decision to be a growing, living, serving Christian with the Shiloh Baptist Church. I am elated to be your pastor. You just don't know how happy I am that you have selected this church, and that God has trusted me with the responsibility of pastoring you. I will endeavor to be the best pastor you ever had. I will endeavor to preach the word to you in season, out of season. I'll keep it real with you. I know several of you I've known. You know I'll keep it real with you, even if it makes you mad. But I'll also hear you. I will also love you. I will journey with you in good times and in bad. I won't be perfect. I'll never promise that. This church will not be perfect. We will never promise that. We're gonna have some good days together. We're gonna have some bad days together. But the song says all of our good days will outweigh our bad days. I believe that is true of this church. We will. Shiloh has been in existence. You've learned the history. You've learned all these things since 1908. And this church has done many amazing things. But we also believe that every person is the answer to a problem in the earth. You were born as God's answer to a problem in the earth. And the fact that God has ordered your steps to Shiloh means that there's a problem you are the answer to, that we are together the answer to, and you are just the missing piece. We've been waiting for you since 1908 to show up in this place. We celebrate your presence here. We will make room for your presence here. Tell us your ideas. Let's dream together. Let's grow together. Tell all your friends that there's a church called Shiloh where there's amazing people here and amazing people are coming, and that it's a place of peace where Jesus really is Lord and where you are absolutely loved. Do you believe it? Do you feel the love already? Shiloh family, do you commit? Do you commit to being a community of believers where iron will sharpen iron, a community of believers where together we will turn this world upside down. Do you commit to that, that along with these new members, that's who we will be? So it's Deacon Davis and I. Deacon Davis is the chairman of our deacons ministry. Where is Deacon Davis? Will you stand? We're going to extend to you the right hand of fellowship. So we ask that you would face the congregation. Deacon Davis is the chairman of our deacons ministry. Is Trustee up in the left corner? That is Trustee Marla Ham Chakotay. She is the chairperson of our trustees ministry. You know Reverend Thorpe, our assistant pastor, and all of our ministers. Many of you know Minister Alicia Mitchell because she's our online minister. She and Minister Tonita are they're very popular these days. My own sister said, well, I want to join Shiloh, but I got to tell Minister Alicia. Shiloh, let's welcome our new members. A sobering moment too when we confirm new members, because this also means that God trusts the Shiloh Baptist Church, that if the Lord is still sending folks our way, it means that God is not finished with us yet, and that something is going on here that God trusts, that he sends his people. I love y'all. I love this church. I love you. Look at your neighbor and say, Pastor loves you. Pastor loves you. Pastor loves you. I really do. I really do. Y'all a good looking bunch too. You see these deacons? Y'all never seen deacons better looking than the Shiloh deacons. And our deaconess in their hats. I love this church. I love this church. As we prepare to come to the table, I asked one of our newer members to share with us a testimony. And so I'm gonna ask, and here's why. It's been on my heart that there are several people who are in need of healing. You've been on my heart, and every week our prayer list for those in need of healing is getting longer and longer. And every now and then, I think that it's important in the company of believers, in the company of saints, to hear testimonies of healing. Sometimes you need to hear that God heals somebody else to believe that God will heal you. Scripture says that we overcome, how? By the power of our testimony. And so I'm gonna ask if Dr. Randolph Haywood would come and join us over here. Y'all put your hands together for him. And he's gonna come and just share with us his testimony. And then after he shares his healing testimony, we will gather at the table.
Shalom. Good morning, Reverend Dr. Brown, Reverend Thorpe, Minister Johnson, and on ministers of the pulpit. My name is Dr. Randolph Haywood, and I stand before you to give a testimony and to tell you that if whatever you're going through, just trust God. If you never witnessed a miracle before, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. About 6 months ago, I had to undergo a Whipple procedure. And the Whipple procedure is a very, very extensive GI intestinal procedure where it's typically done for patients who have issues with their GI system or with their pancreas. I was diagnosed with the possibility of having pancreatic cancer. And we know that a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer is not good. So me and my wife decided to undergo what we call is the Whipple procedure. The Whipple procedure was done at the University of Pittsburgh. I was in the hospital for over 30 days. The reason why I'm trying to hold it up, the reason why we went to the University of Pittsburgh is because they do what they call, there's the robotic procedure, and because of the outcomes, I decided to go there. Well, let me tell you, 3 hours into the surgery, the robotic surgery that is, I started to hemorrhage on the table, but I'm still here. Yeah. But I'm still here, hallelujah. Every complication that you could have had because of the Whipple procedure, I had it. Satan has been throwing darts at me ever since, because God has brought me through one of the most difficult challenges of my life. The most difficult challenges of my life. When I came home, I had a feeding tube because Satan said that I wasn't going to eat again. I had a feeding tube up until about six, 7 weeks ago, okay? Because I couldn't eat, I had a triple lumen catheter in my vein where I received daily nutrition 12 hours a day. because Satan said that's what I'm supposed to have. But look at me now. Hallelujah. Look at me now. Hallelujah. Oh God, I give you praise. Hallelujah. God, I give you praise. God, I give you praise. But wait a minute. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The report that I had that said that I had pancreatic cancer. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. They found a mass in my pancreas. Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Guess what? It's negative for cancer. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. So if you ever think that you're going to doubt God, when you think you're going to doubt God, I want you to remember my testimony that there's no failure in God. If he speaks it, it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Then God, you know, what led me to Shiloh was Sister Janelle Hutchinson. I was laying in my bed. I was saying, Lord, why me? Why me, Lord? And at first I thought, you know, and I was angry. Lord, why me? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? I'm going through to let you know that if God says it in his word, he said by his stripes, we are healed. So it won't matter what you're going through, trust God in all things. Trust God with all things. And then the love that me and my wife have experienced here at Shiloh is something that I have never experienced before in my life. In my life. And I give God praise for Shiloh. But right now, Shiloh, I want you to help me to do something because Satan needs to know about the Shiloh experience. He needs to know that he has no say-so over what God has ordained for us in our life. So help me to praise God. Help me to praise God. Help me to praise God. Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I will praise the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. And I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This poor man cried, this poor woman cried, and the Lord heard us and delivered us. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Did you hear him say that they did find a mass? But did you also hear him say it was negative? Did you hear the man of God say that for 30 days he was in the hospital? that he was on a feeding tube, that the prognosis did not look good, but he said, look at me now. Do you know that we serve a look at me now kind of God? That where you are today is not where you have to stay, because our God will heal you. I put it like this, he'll pick you up. He'll turn you around. He'll place your feet on solid ground. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just wave your hand if you've ever needed a healing. Just wave your hand if you ever wondered if God was able. Let Dr. Hayward be your example that he is able. You're joining us online today, he is able. Type that in the comments, he's able. Our God is able, and as we come to this table, as we come to this table, listen, let me give some context. Let me give some context. Because I know some of y'all don't think it takes all of this. And it's all right, you can think that. But for some of us, when we think of the goodness of Jesus, for some of us, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, it's hard to keep our seat. It's hard to keep quiet. It doesn't matter that we're at the table, but we've got to dance, we've got to praise because the gratitude. Oh,
Jesus. Yeah.
You may be seated if you can, if you want to. We have so many things to be grateful for. We're a Bible-believing church. And we've also got a whole lot of scripture that suggests that what just happened is in order. When God delivered the children of Israel, they got the Ark of the Covenant back. And they're traveling back home with the ark. They got their favor back. They got the presence of God back. You know, they stopped every seven steps and did what? Just what we finished doing. Then we come to this table. Thank you, Dr. Randolph, because it's at this table that we are reminded that by his stripes we are healed. When we come to this table, in our tradition, we're Baptists. And so we don't believe that the act of Holy Communion is what saves us. Right? We believe that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you come to the age where you can make that choice, where you understand and you make that confession. There's not a specific age, but you come to the stage. Because there are small children who come to the realization that I want Jesus to be my own. And then some come a little more seasoned in life. It doesn't matter when you come, what matters is that you come. But when we do come, we don't believe that this doesn't save us. We're saved by the time we get to this point. But there's something that is miraculous in the memory of what Jesus did. That every time, Brother Kearney, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary's cross, we remember that whatever it is that's ailing us, we remember that whatever it is that we are facing, we remember that anything that is telling us that we can't is really a lie, because on Calvary's cross, Jesus overcame everything. He broke generational curses on Calvary. He broke the curse of sin and death at Calvary. And so we gather at the table to remember what? Calvary. But there's no way that we can remember Calvary without also being reminded that where there is a dying, it's the season for it, Deacon Hand, that there's also a raising.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God.
As you wipe your tears all throughout the sanctuary, I see you. I see you. But today in our communion moment, I want you to be reminded that in this journey with God, when you put your faith and your hope and your trust in Him, your valleys don't get the last say. The things that feel like they're going to kill you, they don't get the last say. Whatever it is that is weighing heavy on you today, it does not get the last say. Why? Because of Calvary. And so on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body that was broken for you." After the same manner, he takes the cup. And this really changed the game, because no longer did humanity have to pay the penalty of sin for ourselves. We didn't have to slay calves and
I don't know about you, but the amount of sin that's in our lives, deacons, you can come. The amount of sin that is in our lives would have not allowed us to keep up with the number of sacrifices we would have needed to make. Any sinners out there? Any people that say, look, I do not have it together. On my best day, I don't. But Jesus became the sacrifice once and for all. This is my body that is broken for you. This is my blood. The wine was symbolic of this new covenant that said, you don't have to do it for yourself anymore, but I got you. Tap your neighbor, tap yourself and say, Jesus has got you. And it was once and it was for all. Reverend Thorpe, once and for all. People's opinions didn't matter. Your reputation didn't matter. Once and for all, Mother Trawick, Jesus did this for you and for me. So on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, we all have our elements. Let us pray over them. Gracious God, we thank you for these symbols of your body and your blood. As we come to this table, Lord God, we thank you for salvation, your gift that you have extended to us. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that because of your stripes, we are healed, that because of your sacrifice, we are saved. We ask that you would transform these elements from a natural use to a spiritual one. And that God, as we partake of this memorial meal, that you would do the miraculous. That as we take part in this memorial meal, that you'll remind us of who you are and who we are in you. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Reverend Thorpe, if you would serve our preachers. Come on. He decided to.
He would not come down from the cross just to save himself. He decided.
Can you just sing that one more time? He would not.
Oh, he would not. Come on, congregation.
Cross just to save himself. But you know what was on his mind? You. You. You were on his mind. Because you were on his mind, he stayed right there. My brothers and my sisters, the body of Christ, broken for you, eat ye all of it. what can wash away our sins? Nothing but right, it matters where you put the emphasis. Nothing, Deacon Thorpe, but the blood of Jesus. I'm so grateful for the blood. Because what nothing else could do, the blood did it. The blood of Christ shed for you. My sisters and my brothers, drink ye all of it. May the peace of the Lord be with all of you. Can you just share a symbol, a sign of peace with somebody on your row? Let them know the peace of God be with you. Let them know Jesus did all that just for you. Come on, he would not
come down from the cross just to save himself. Oh,
one day when we were lost, you died on the cross, and we know it was the blood for us. Now, God, we thank you
for this worship experience. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, for the conversations that you've already started in us and with us. Lord God, we appreciate you for every prayer that has been prayed, for every song that has been sung. We thank you, Lord God, for the person who is seated to our right and to our left, in front of us and behind us, and for the community of believers that is gathered virtually to hear what you have to say and to experience all that you have to give. We thank you, God, for showing up every time. Whether we're here, whether we're there, you always respond to the sound of our voices. And for that, Lord God, we are grateful. And now, God, we come to this preaching moment. I ask that you would sanctify it and make it your own. I pray that you would not allow any of these, your precious people, to suffer because of the humanity of this preacher. But God, stand up in me to the end that from this sacred desk to the door and wherever this broadcast lands, your people are edified, encouraged, empowered, and excited to run on and do your work in ways that will turn this world upside down, and not for any glory of our own, but only for the glory of the one who is and was and always will be. And his name is Jesus. And it's in that name that we do pray. And let all God's people say, amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Put your hands together. One more time. Thank you for sharing testimony. Thank you, music ministry, for your ministry all day long. Thank you. Come on, put your hands together for the music ministry. Our deacons and deaconess for leading and preparing communion. We appreciate you. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to draw your attention to two verses of scripture, two passages. And the first is found in the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse. And then we're going to jump over to Galatians 6:14. The word of the Lord reads this way in the Gospel of Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Galatians 6:14. "But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Reverend Jean, I have a video that I'd like you to play, and I want you to draw your attention to the screens in this sermonic moment.
Steph Curry with the shot. 0 to 100.
Stephen Curry, 6'3", 185 pounds, position, point guard. Stephen's explosiveness and athleticism are below standard. He's not a great finisher around the basket. He needs to considerably improve as a ball handler. Often struggles against physical defenders. Stephen must develop as a point guard in order to make it in the league. He will have limited success at the next level. Do not rely on him to run your team.
My actions being louder than my words. 0 to 100, know yourself, know your worth.
We don't have to end up how we start out. In fact, each passing day presents an opportunity for us to change. That's right, daily. Somebody say daily. Daily, we are presented with the opportunity to do something that will change our perspective, change the direction of our lives. Did I say daily? Yesterday came with its experiences, with its issues, and with its challenges, but today comes with the potential to overcome those same challenges. Some of the reason why we do not overcome the challenges of the day and the same challenges continue to revisit us over and over again, day in and day out, is because we are not willing to face them head on.
Perhaps we've become masters of avoidance and pretending that everything is fine just the way it is, because as long as we act like nothing is wrong, as long as we act like there's not a problem, then we can somehow get away with doing nothing about the problem. No blood, no sweat, no tears, no effort of our own goes into changing our circumstance if we convince ourselves that our circumstances don't need any changing. But we cannot call ourselves Christian and go through a life pretending that there is no cross for us to bear. What do I mean? Luke 9:23, Jesus tells his disciples, listen, if you're going to hang out with me, you're going to need to deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow me. So inherent to this Christian journey are daily crosses that we will have to bear. Some things that we will have to face head on, some matters that we will have to take into our own hands. We all have a cross to bear. I know that that's not nice, and I know that that goes against this contemporary crossless theology and hermeneutic that says the Christian life is all about positive thinking and a God whose sole purpose for existing is just to be nice to us. But life is not a circus. It's also not an amusement park, and on this journey, there will be some trials that will present themselves, and when they present themselves, we cannot wish them away. The only thing that we can do with them is deny ourselves of the delusion that we can think, decree, and declare life into perfection, deny ourselves of inertia, and take up our cross and follow Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, may I suggest to you that there is something about a trial that comes in the life of a Christian. Not just that the trial comes, but there's something about that thing showing up on our doorstep, prepared to take us out. But instead of it taking us out, we take it up as our cross and survive. There's something about taking up our cross that transforms us. Something about taking up our cross that makes us a little more like Jesus. And I know that we don't like to talk about this kind of stuff, because problems are off limits. Talk of trials is off limits, but there's something about the presentation of a cross in our lives that will give us a chance to change. It's not just that the cross shows up, but it's what we do with the cross. And have I mentioned to you this morning that there's something about taking up your cross, that when you know that thing was intended to take you completely out, but all it did was knock you down for a moment, and then there you were, you got right back up. Something in taking up your cross and not letting your cross take you down that will change the trajectory of your life forever. Is there anybody at Shiloh today who has had a cross or two show up in your life, show up at your doorstep? You had a circumstance that showed up that appeared to be insurmountable, something that shifted you immediately into the underdog position, and you could not wish it away. There was no way around it. You could not jump over it. And the only thing that you had to do was pick it up and carry it. And now you are stronger. Now you are wiser. Now you are better. Somebody just throw your hat back and say, don't underestimate this cross. Matter of fact, look at somebody on your row and say, don't you underestimate my cross. Don't underestimate my cross. Jesus said this. He said, if you're going to roll with me, you've got to take up your cross daily. So don't you underestimate this cross. I know that they see you with your problems and with your trials and with your issues. And some of your issues have caused people to turn their nose up at you. But what you see today is not all that there is to me. I wish somebody would just jump up for a minute and say, look at me today, because what you see today is not the only thing that you're going to see, because that is not how God works. Now listen, I want you to know this cross that you might have might be embarrassing right now. It may be humiliating right now. It may have you marginalized right now and talked about right now. But if you would just wait, if you just wait a little while, you could declare, I am not going to end up the way that I started out. I'm not going to end up the way that I started out. I'm not going to end up the way that I started out. Oh no, you can see my cross, but what you see is not all that
what you're going to get because just give God a little time with me. Give God a little more time to work with me. Give me a little more time to handle my cross and what you see today. Hey, listen, y'all, sit down, please, for real. Sit down before you get Elisha started up too early. But listen, in Galatians, we find Paul the apostle, a guy, Deacon Hand, who did not end up the way he started out. He writes this letter to the Galatian church, and the issue at hand was some shallow folks, that there were shallow people in high places. And among the many things that were threats to the spread of the gospel, which was central and primary to the growth of the body of Christ, I hope y'all understand that that is really what we're here for. That's why the church exists. I don't know what you think the church is, but our primary responsibility is to spread the gospel. You come here, we preach it to you so that you can go and tell it to somebody else. But in Galatia, there were some folks among them who were shallow. They wanted to look the Christian part. That they wanted to receive the Christian benefits, but they did not want to live out the Christian requirements. There were some people in some very visible places who would require of the Gentiles what they would not require of themselves. Some folks in some places who weren't right. They look right, but they lived a crossless lifestyle. Their boast was in what they could get others to do. Their boast was in what things looked like. Their boast was in their image. But let me tell you, you will never grow with merely a surface relationship with the gospel. And it is not, it isn't what you require of someone else or outward images of Christian conduct, because God is not breathing on an image. God is breathing on your effort. I don't care what it looked like, but God isn't breathing on an image. God is breathing on an effort. God is breathing on the work of your hands. Somebody just ask yourself, where is your cross? What relationship do you have with the cross? Don't underestimate this cross. What am I saying? I'm saying that you cannot live this Christian life without engaging in some cross carrying. And the cross was messy. Can I tell you about the cross, Deacon Al? The cross was heavy. The cross was painful. It was humiliating. And the cross was inconvenient. But there is no transformation without taking up your cross. There is no power in God without first taking up your cross. And so why are we expecting to live a life full of roses and daisies and having our way when we want it? Why would we settle for shallow when there's a cross with our name on it? And if we would just take that cross up, we could be more like Jesus. There is a cross named racism, a cross named sexism, a cross named capitalism and classism, a cross named human trafficking and mental, emotional, and physical abuse, a cross with your name on it. And if you would just stop wishing it away and stop wishing that somebody else will pick it up and decide to take up your cross and follow Jesus. See, Paul's cross was Damascus Road. It was spending 3 days blind and at the mercy of strangers who likely hated him. Paul's cross was having to leave the lifestyle that brought him wealth and notoriety in order to work for the cause of Christ. Paul's cross was establishing these churches, including the church at Galatia, and serving as their apostle and spiritual father to their leaders. But can I tell you something about the crosses? The crosses that we are called to take up. I want to tell you this because I fear that if I don't tell you the truth, you'll be shocked when you run into it later. And when you decide to take up your cross, some friends will leave you. When you decide to take up your cross, you will have to leave some friends. There's some stuff that you'll have to stop doing, some places that you can no longer go. There are some tears that are associated with these crosses that we must take up. And sometimes you will have help, and other times you will have to bear your cross alone. You will have to
deny yourself because the cross is a requirement. It's part of this larger picture of your destiny, and it's not always peachy. It is not most desirable, but my brothers and my sisters, it is always worth it. Why is it worth it? It's worth it because the impact of the cross is undeniable. But you've got to know this, that cross bearing is not surface work. It's the deep work. Cross bearing is the kind of stuff that changes the parts of us that people do not see. A cross bearing is the kind of thing that transforms our most innermost parts. Cross bearing is the stuff that makes you love your neighbor even though your neighbor hates you. The stuff that will give you the boldness to stand unbought and unbossed and flat-footed and speak truth to power. The stuff that will cause you to go on about your business and be not afraid of their faces. Cross-bearing is the stuff that will develop in you some compassion for the next person. It will help you to build up and not tear down. It will break the chains of envy and strife and gossip off of your life. Cross-bearing will have you running to the church for worship, running to the church for corporate prayer, running to the church even when it is not most convenient for you. Cross-bearing will make you better, while the surface stuff only makes you look better. Don't you underestimate the cross. Now listen, I open this message, I'm getting ready to sit down, but I open this message with a video clip of Golden State Warrior Stephen Curry. In that clip, if you paid attention, he was reading his initial draft report. Coming out of Davidson College, they said that Steph would never make it. They said he's too slow, he's too weak, he's too short, he's too skinny, he was not a good ball handler. They literally said, do not rely on him to lead your team. And do you know that at that point in Steph's journey, all of that stuff was absolutely true. But what they did not anticipate was that Wardell Stephen Curry II would go into the offseason taking up his cross, that he would deny himself of some comforts and conveniences, that he would discipline his body to a rigorous workout schedule and training. And on the other side of Steph Curry's cross, he emerges as the NBA MVP in 2015 and 2016. And then he goes on to lead Golden State to championships in 2015 and 2017 and 2018 and appear in the NBA All-Star Game 8 times and was the MVP in 2022 and go down in history as one of the greatest shooters and one of the greatest ball players of all time. Have I told you today, don't underestimate your cross. Paul had a cross to bear. Steph Curry had a cross to bear. And you and I have a cross to bear. But let me tell you that the crosses that we bear would be insignificant if it was not for the cross of Jesus Christ. And Paul said, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Essentially, Paul is saying, I am what I am because of his cross. I live and I move and I have my being because of his cross. And my brothers and my sisters, the reason why we can take up our cross is because Jesus conquered his. Do you mind if I tell you about his cross? How in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and he created humankind and sin into the world by the first Adam, and how for generations and generations humanity was plagued by a sinful nature, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. Well, that was Jesus, born of a virgin, God wrapped in flesh, fully God and fully man, born to die. He knew no sin, yet became sin on a cross so that you and I would have
The cross was the gateway to capturing the keys to death, to hell, and the grave. And the cross is not where the story ends, but the cross transforms. The cross makes us stronger, but the cross does not win, because 3 days later, Jesus got back up. With a power in his hand, he's not dead, but he is still alive, and he's seated at the hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. Don't you underestimate the power of the cross, because his cross led to a crown. And so, my brothers and my sisters, will you take up your cross? My grandmother said, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Will you pick up your cross? Will you encourage yourself today and say, don't underestimate this cross? Whatever the cross is that you came in here with, this cross won't crush you. This cross won't consume you. This cross will transform you. And don't you be afraid. Don't you be discouraged. But good day, Shiloh. May the Lord bless you real good. I will not underestimate this cross, for I have decided. My cross may be an addiction, but I've decided. My cross may be low self-esteem, but I've decided. It may be serving others, but I have decided. Whatever it is, it won't take me out, because I'm going to take it up. Did you hear the words that came out of my mouth? I said, it won't take me out, because I will take it up. I must take up my cross, for I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, I will still follow, for I have decided to follow Jesus. My cross I carry till I see Jesus. Is there anybody in the house who has the testimony? I have decided to follow Jesus. The world behind me, the cross before me. I have. Take up my cross and follow Jesus. I don't have to end up where I started. Ronald Snipes, I don't have to end up where I started. And if the only thing between where I am and where I'm going is a cross that Jesus already conquered, y'all get your stuff. Just pick up your stuff. And if the only thing that is between where I am and where I'm going is a cross that was already conquered, somebody would just pick up your stuff and step out. Pick up your stuff and say that I'll take it up. I'm gonna take up my cross. I'm out of here.
out of here. I cried enough tears and it didn't move. I prayed the prayers, it didn't move. But I thank God for another option. And that is this: cross, if you won't move, I'll move you. If you won't move, I'll take you up. And this is the blessing. Because people have, we're so moved by the impressions of other people. But this is what I shout about. Is that when Jesus conquered the cross, his choice was not impacted by the impressions of other people. And so let me tell you this, your ability to take up your already conquered cross is not impacted by the opinions of other people. So I know they told you you'll never be nothing. I know they told you that your life in the world, you did too much to go up in that church and be praising God. That's why I'm in the church praising God, because I know the enemy told you that you'd never be healed, that you'll never be delivered. The enemy told you that you'll never be more than what you are, but guess what? Guess what? I can't say it how I thought it, Reverend Thorpe. I gotta be the religious leader of the house. None of that matters. Because when Jesus conquered that cross, he conquered their opinions too. So I've decided to follow Jesus. I've decided to do what Jesus said and take up my cross daily and follow him. And if on the journey there's any reason to boast, it will only be in the cross of Jesus, because we are what we are, because he is who he is, and because he did what he did, standing all over the sanctuary. If you're here today, if you're here today, and you're saying, I want to follow Jesus too. I want to break off the things that people said about me, and I want to take up even that cross and come to Jesus. That I want to come into relationship with this Christ who loved me so much that he gave his life so that I might have a chance at one. If you're here today and you want to be saved, would you come and meet us at the altar? Scripture says two things: that in order to be saved, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, it says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's it. So all of that other qualifying stuff, it's not in Scripture. If you want to know Jesus, if you want to be in relationship with Jesus, this is your opportunity. He's not judging you. He's simply loving you. He's calling you closer. Then here's the second call. If you're here, if you're here
and you want to connect, you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church. You want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church. The heart of this church is open, and we're just waiting for you. You want to join this church? Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Is there another? Is there another? Man, woman, boy, girl, the babies are coming. Come on, you want to be a member of the Shiloh Baptist Church, Shiloh family, can you just ask your neighbor? Say, are you a member? Are you on the roll? Are you a member? This is a great church. Come on, I need you to ask your neighbor. Tap them and say, are you a member? Hey! Come on, the heart of this church is open. And we're just waiting for you. There's room for you here. There's room for you in this church. And we will love you. We will journey with you. Come on, we'll give you a few more seconds to make your decision. You don't have to leave here the way that you came. You might have come in a visitor and you can leave a part of the family. This is a good family.
The world behind me, the cross.
Now listen. If you are in the pews and you're saying, but I'm a little nervous about taking that walk, just jump in the line as they go out the door. Because your transformation is more important to us than our traditions. They're headed out to our new member suite. You can just jump in the line with them. Say, I want to be in that number. I want to be a part of this family. And we'll pray for you and they'll take you through that process. If you're online today and you're saying, I want to be a member of Shiloh, we won't leave you out either. Just type that in the comments. Minister Alicia, Minister Tanita will get right back to you. And we'll take you through that same process. You can be a part of our virtual fellowship and ministry. God is moving at the Shiloh Baptist Church. We are taking up our cross daily and serving our God. Come on, Wendell, sing that out.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who compels us to take up our cross daily. May it rest, rule, and abide with all of you, now, henceforth, and forevermore. And may Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I have decided to follow Jesus. If you have decided to follow Jesus, come on, Shiloh, put your hands together. Go in peace and serve the Lord with gladness.
I have decided to follow.